Welcome back to another review from your boys, the Buffalo Happy Hour. We are doing Flavier's Advent Calendar for Whiskey Day 7. I don't know if I messed that up last week or yesterday, but anyway, we've done a lot of these so far. Mike is not here again. If you were not here yesterday, we're doing these one a day. He cannot come over here every single day. Unfortunately, I cannot pry him away from his wife and kid, even though I would love to, so he can record some of these. But today we are doing Day 7. So let's peel this bad boy out and see what we got here. Kind of consistent from last week, what I did was I kind of tasted it first without reading what it is. That way, other than what's on the back of the box, to give you my honest ratings, because I feel like sometimes, especially when you start reading some flavor notes, it starts tricking your brain into thinking that you actually taste it when you probably do not. You're just being influenced by the actual words that are written down. So hopefully none of these have words that are written down on here that would give it away. So this is 15 Stars First West Small Batch Whiskey, KSBW. Okay. We will find out what all that means, but let's get to pouring this, and then we can kind of talk about this a little bit. So what we can deduce, if you aren't familiar with this, the back of the box literally just says the name of it and where it's from. This is a suitcase. It is their travel series, which is kind of cool. Found that out like day three or something like that. But the only thing that you have is the name of the whiskey. Since it's a small batch, it doesn't even say if it's bourbon or not, so I'm not sure what to even think of this. But it was from yesterday. Let's taste this. Actually, let me grab my water quick. I just want a fresh glass, you know? Tasting is important. Always recommend to get a fresh glass, pour some water in there, swish it around in your mouth for a second, and clear a lot of the flavor notes from the previous whiskey. It's important. All right. So, day 7. And I'll scan that QR code later for the price. All right, so 15 Stars, First West Small Batch, KSBW. I'm not sure right off the bat of like what the distillery is or the whiskey is or what. 15 Stars, First West is super confusing to me, so I don't know what any of that is. Again, we'll find out once we get into the tasting passport, but already pretty confused. This smells like Kentucky, man. It says it's 2. There's a flight number and a 2 airport destination. I'm not sure off the top of my head what SDF is. I feel like that is. I'm not sure. We will figure it out. But this smells like Kentucky. And this is going to be very interesting because I harp a lot on the fact that Kentucky smells very similar. So this is kind of a test to see if I'm actually right. But this smells very Kentucky. And what I mean by that is it's very corn forward because Kentucky mostly makes bourbon. Bourbon has to be 51% corn. But then the next note that I always taste when I smell Kentucky is the splintered wood. I've been talking about this for so long, and it's just this old style of way of making whiskey where a majority of it is corn and you're relying on so much of the barrel characteristics to impart the flavor, which is fine in a sense. But again, when you're talking about such a small area like Kentucky where the climate and the barometric pressure are similar, you're not having a lot of deviations from each whiskey. And that, yes, I know most whiskey too come from MGP, which is in that same vein. It's that whole Kentucky, Indiana, Michigan, kind of like Midwest area. So that I kind of bucket all that in Kentucky because most of it comes from there anyway. So smell a little bit of corn, but that's because I'm mostly not smelling a lot else. It does smell a little rye, peppery. That splintered wood definitely comes in hot. And then you're getting a lot of your typical notes of the charred wood sugars, oak, vanilla. I'm not even getting like a sweeter note, like a toffee or creme brulee or anything. It just smells like a very typical like 6-year-old bourbon. It is a small batch too, and we can talk about this in a different episode, but I feel like small batch people put on there because there's really no legal classification of what makes a small batch. It's just like a general accepted term. And I feel like a lot of Kentucky distilleries put small batch on there to be like, ooh, this is cool and it's going to be unique. I will say to that point, though, single barrel Kentucky whiskeys are still very good because they're very distinct from each other. But once you get a lot of this distilleries that are basically blending hundreds and hundreds of barrels together, it's not going to taste different from anything else that's in Kentucky. Nose, I'm going to go C. I really, really like different smells in the nose, and I'm just not getting anything from here. outside of your typical Kentucky.
All right, taste.
Yeah, man, this is just so Kentucky. I'm going to be eating my words if this is not from Kentucky or MGP. But it just tastes like, I want to say like a Four Roses or something like that. It's got some good wood sugars. It's got some like prickly, that splintered wood is still coming out. A lot of vanilla, a lot of wood sugar actually. As soon as it touches your tongue for the first time, it does give you like that sugar cube or like brown, not brown sugar, but like toasted sugar, kind of top of a creme brulee. It's giving that vibe to it. But it's nothing, I mean, the ending note, we'll get to that, but that's kind of making me salivate a little bit. Initial taste, I'm not going anything crazy again. I'm going to say maybe like a C. It's one of those products that somebody puts it in front of you and doesn't tell you what it is, and you take a sip of it, and you're like, I had this before, for sure. And you're like, you haven't. It just came out yesterday. And you're like, no, I have had it before. Because all of this tastes very similar to each other. I will say the one thing that this has going for it, though, is that high sweetness right up top. What is the proof on this again? Again, just looking at the back of the box here. The proof is 51. Okay, so this is 102 or 51 ABV, so 102 proof. It definitely tastes a little bit like it. There's a little sparkliness happening in the mouth. But this doesn't taste overly hot. It's not burning you down your esophagus. It's a very high hug. It's basically all burning in the mouth, which is... I prefer all the taste and the flavor notes to be in the mouth and not that after acid reflux thing that's all the way down in the pit of your stomach and you just feel like you have to throw up. So I do like that. This is very good. It does taste pretty sweet right off the bat, but it's very Kentucky. Initial taste, I would probably go... Did I say initial taste already? I don't know. This is the problem. I don't have a mic. I can't bounce anything off of them. I would probably say C, though. Again, this is something that I've had before. I think I said C before, but...
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University. Set a course for change. Certified to operate by Chev.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
We'll find out in the tape. Ending note. Ending note, I will say for this one, it kind of starts on the tip of your tongue for the initial taste, and then it like spreads across and around your tongue, which is an interesting experience. It definitely has much more full bodiness than the rice one that we did yesterday. I don't hate this product. I just feel like it tastes very similar to everything else that I've had. And for that reason alone, I just can't give it a high rating. It is sweet though. And that burn does kind of go around the outside of your tongue. It is very viscous, so it's very full bodied. But I'm just not getting anything that's knocking me off of my feet to say that this is a Kentucky bourbon that you need to buy again. If I was to guess, just because I didn't do that yesterday, but I want to do it today. If I had to guess price point, we'll get to that in a second, but let me do ending note first. Anyway, I'm probably going to go C+ again. I think this is a C product through and through. I don't think that this is a product that this probably would make a really good old fashioned though, because of that sweetness and you don't have to add a sugar cube. So final rating, I would probably say 73. I think 73 is a solid one. It's definitely better than yesterday. It would be a very good mixer. I would not have this in my collection, kind of based off of price, but I would not have this in my collection right now. If I were to guess on the price, I would probably say that this is around a $45 to $47 product. That's what I would assume. Let's read into it a little bit, see if it gets into the mash bill. I didn't talk about mash bill, but what I'd probably say is that this tastes very similar to like a Four Roses or something like that. So I would say maybe like a 70% corn, maybe a 16% rye, and no, 70% corn. No, maybe even higher than that. Maybe 74% corn, rye, and malted barley. That's what I would assume. I'm not doing the math right now. I'm going to make myself look stupid. All right, so let's read you the intro of this. So, dear Sip Savvy Flyers, yikes. Welcome back to the U.S. airspace. We're again approaching Bardstown, Kentucky. Nailed it. We're the bourbon capital of the world, so I've heard. From above, you may catch a glimpse of rolling hills dotted with distilleries, each weaving century-old traditions into every barrel. Bardstown is a beacon of rich heritage and a remarkable craft, where the legacy of bourbon flows as deep as the rivers carving through the land. Our featured pour today is 15 Stars First West Small Batch. I hate that name, man. There has to be some significance there. I absolutely hate 15 Stars First West Small Batch. That's just a mouthful for no reason. Just call it 15 Stars Small Batch or 15 Stars West Small Batch. Don't the First West, like, again, it looks like there's some sort of explorer or potentially even like old school military reference here. I'm not smart. I don't know. This is where Mike would shine. Not this guy. If it was something to do with finance or budget, I would be your guy. But not sure what's going on here. So if this is some, if someone's grandfather served in the 15 Stars First West Battalion Navy something or another, I apologize for offending you, but I have no idea what this is. And if I don't know what this is, chances are most people are not going to know what it is. And just to say 15 Stars First West Small Batch just doesn't roll off the tongue. So I would probably choose a different name. Anyway, it embodies a legacy with unparalleled authenticity using heritage corns and a bottle design inspired by the very first Kentucky whiskey vessels. It connects us to the state's storied past. Please recline, relax, and savor the essence of Bardstown in this exquisite whiskey. So already, it's a Kentucky. Told you. Brand name is 15 Stars, so we cross that one off the bat there. First West Small Batch Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey. Okay, so it's Kentucky. It's been aged in Kentucky for at least 2 years. We'll see how long it is. 51% of 102 proof bourbon from USA. Distinct feature says blending artisanship, flavor proofing, heritage corn, and historic bottle design, aka nothing of note other than this is a cool bottle to get. So if we were doing label branding, I probably would have given it a pretty high rating, but I'm good. So there's definitely an exploration and inspired by the 1775 when the Wilderness Road through the Cumberland Gap opened up to seeking opportunity. There is a heritage piece of here, which is okay. It's fine. It's a 5, 6, and 7-year-old. God damn. You guys are going to think I've been cheating. I am not cheating. I think I said 7 or 6 or 8-year-old. Bourbon made from red, white, and blue heritage corns, so they're really going into the patriotic there. Released in lots of 25 barrels or less. Okay, so it is a little bit more on the small batch side that I do like. I don't know the mash bill. I will look it up. But guys, this is exactly what I'm talking about. It's a Kentucky whiskey called that. It is a high corn, obviously, because it's bourbon, but it didn't say it on the box, so call that too. And I'm pretty sure that I said that was going to be a 6-year-old whiskey. It's just very, very easy to call this stuff out when it comes to Kentucky. And it's just, yeah, it's good. But you know how many whiskeys out there taste this exact same? It's wild to me. So this is, I said 45 to 47. This is $54. I'm shocking myself a little bit right now. The next couple are going to be an absolute dumpster fire. So stick around with that because there's no way I'm batting 1,000. Absolutely no way. I don't know if you guys know this, but I don't know what I'm doing. So there's no way that I'm batting 1,000. I'm going to try to look up the mash bill on this. But yeah, I mean, again, this is something that I probably would not have in my collection. If it's over $50, tastes just like everything else I've ever had. It's from Kentucky. There's really nothing here that stands out to me that says this is something that I really need to search out for or I would recommend to you guys to check out for yourselves. It's just not one of the things that I feel like would be worth your while. So small batch mash. This is the last thing that I want to say if I can find some information on. But I'm not sure I will be able to. Mash Bill. Sorry, I don't want to prepare this, though, because I don't want you guys to think that I'm looking at it. It doesn't give me a mash bill off the top of my head. If I find it out, I'll let you know in the comments down below. But high corn, maybe a little bit of rye, and then malted barley. Just your typical product, probably coming from MGP or a distillery down here that it all tastes the same. Yeah! If you did have this before, if you did drink this with me, leave me a comment down below and let me know what you thought of today's product. Let me know if you like Kentucky whiskey, because I'm clearly a little bit jaded on this. We're going to save this here, put the itinerary in here, close it up for tomorrow. And yeah, we will see you tomorrow for day 8. We always do recommend to please drink responsibly, good person, and don't litter. We're out.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.